It's that time of the week when we get to talk about our health and health care with Andy Hetzel from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Hi, Andy. Welcome back.
Hi there, Luciana. I hope you're progressing nicely on your holiday shopping. It's great to be here with you. And as soon as I'm done, I've got to go out last minute and get mine done.
Good luck. Well, Andy, we've been talking with our listeners about why healthcare is getting more difficult to afford. And the fact is that upstream pressures have impacts downstream on our health insurance premiums and out-of-pocket costs. But I saw an example of one thing Blue Cross is doing to help lower those costs on miBlueDaily.com/affordability.
That is right, Luciana. I hope your listeners can check that site out. As part of Blue Cross's longstanding value partnerships programs with healthcare providers, we're looking closely now at tests that are often done as a precaution before patients go into surgery and how much those tests cost.
I would guess standard preoperative tests might include things like blood work, EKGs, x-rays. Those are common, right, Andy?
That's right. Preoperative testing is typically used to check for issues that could impact surgical outcomes. Those tests have value when it's a complicated surgery or if the patient has underlying health concerns. However, there's a tremendous amount of data which shows that those kinds of tests are often not needed for routine surgeries where a patient has low risk for health problems.
So if you are scheduled to have your gallbladder removed and you don't have any other health risks, those tests may not be needed?
That's right. On a nationwide basis, $18 billion in spending every year can be attributed to these tests and the associated follow-up care.
And that's an example of those upstream pressures we've been talking about.
Yes, it's a concrete example, Lucienne. But Blue Cross has been able to share data on the frequency of these tests occurring in Michigan hospitals, and we're providing support and guidance for those hospitals as they work to reduce preoperative testing in those instances when it really isn't needed. We've already seen a 40% decrease in Michigan. That means less of that upstream cost pressure flowing down into people's health insurance premiums.
Learn more at miBlueDaily.com/affordability. Again, miBlueDaily.com/affordability. Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucienne.
Andy Hetzel with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan.